Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It's the weekend. Yes, indeed. So stock up and enjoy. Finally, some great, beautiful sunshine today. Love it. All right. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Coors Light, an original 30 packs, $16.95. Smirnoff, 24-pack bottles, $25.99. Cape Line variety, 12-pack cans, $14.95. In fact, there's samplings of Cape Line today. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day in the pickle bar led by the outstanding barrels and the ever-impressive dills, indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motor Studio. Great to see Tom Mertz here last night. Tom is out there playing golf right now for Coaches versus Cancer. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day. Pascal Siakam, a big 32-point night for the Toronto Raptors to take game one.
Leonard backs down on Klay Thompson. Into the lane, kick out Lowry. Shot clock at 5, up fake, drive. Kick out Siakam, corner jumper, good. Long 2 for Pascal. Toronto by 12, 63-51.
Won the game 118-109 last night to take game 1. Game 2 is Sunday night at 8 o'clock in Toronto at Scotiabank Arena. All right, Penn State, we always talk about recruiting. Well, Patrick Chambers, without question, got his best recruit of this offseason on Wednesday when Lamar Stevens announced at 7 o'clock Wednesday night that he was returning for his senior season at Penn State. What a boost that is to the program. And with that, we bring in the soon-to-be senior power forward from Roman Catholic High School, Lamar Stevens. Lamar, welcome. Great to have you with us.
It's great to be on here.
All right, let's start with this. Obviously, it's going to be a tough decision no matter what. What expectations did you have when this process started, Lamar, and did it meet those expectations?
The expectations I had was just to go in, gain as much knowledge as I can, see where I stood this year and even in the future. Just to gain knowledge and for my team, for myself, and be able to learn from that and make the proper decision off of that.
You have teammates along the way that obviously may go through the same experience themselves down the road. How strongly will you recommend to them that they go through this?
I think it's important to definitely go through this process, but I also think that it's important to go at the right time. I think, there's a lot of guys that, just do it just to do it. And I feel like if you want to do it, you need to really put your head down, get in the gym, and work hard. And like I said, I gained so much from this experience and learned so much about my game and even just about the game in general that, it's going to benefit me. So I think this is definitely an experience to do at the appropriate time.
You made, 6 workouts. Does that sound right? I think you were supposed to do 8, but you ended up with 6. So, Lamar, in the 6, was the message consistent, or did you find out something a little bit different each time?
For the most part, it was very consistent through all 6 workouts. But, some teams vary. Some teams got a little bit more detail than others. And, you know, those details were what separated and the little things that I knew I had to work on. And it just, it's just kind of like a little reminder for me, you know, to focus on that when I do get back in the gym.
All right. So let's get to that part. Let's do pro and con here. I think you pretty much found out exactly what you already knew. So let's start with the part. Lamar, you need to be better at, they said.
They just said that I really need to show a consistent three-point shot. You know, I have the athleticism. I have the scoring instinct, and I'm a versatile defender, and that's something that, you know, they look for in today's NBA. I think the only thing, you know, that they said that I really needed to work on was that, just being consistent from the three-point line.
Also, when you're around people who are trying to teach, one of the more valuable things they can do is they can reinforce what you're doing right, because that then invigorates the confidence. What did they tell you were doing right?
Well, they said that I'm an extremely versatile defender. I can guard any position on the court. And they also said I have a high level body and athleticism. And, you know, and that, those are the main things that they harped on, you know, for what I do bring to the table.
All right, now here's the next part. Last year you were the MVP of the NIT, and you stayed here for the first six-week session. So you're here for both sessions. Pat at one point did tell you, hey, why don't you get out of the gym for a while? And, of course, you did not, right? You kept going. How much time do you want to take between now and June 24th when classes start again? How much time away from the court do you want to stay away just to refresh yourself?
I plan on just taking a day or two off after making the announcement and just getting my mind and my body right again. I'll probably go do some yoga or go do a lift, but I'm going to stay out of the basketball court for a couple days. Then I'll probably get back at it on Monday.
You come from a fabulous family. You know that, Lamar. Yeah. I've been around them. You know, they're great people.
Yeah. Well,
how important were they in the process of this for you?
They're very important. Parents are my biggest influence, so I really do respect their opinion. But honestly, they let me make this decision on my own. Of course, when I, you know, needed a little guidance, I came to them. And they were able to, you know, give me their 2 cents, and that definitely helped. But they made this on me. Whatever, you know, I decided to do, they had my back, and were going to support me today.
This is also the first year that agents or advisors were allowed to be used by players. You took advantage of that. How important was that in the process to have somebody as a guiding hand?
It was extremely important because my agent did a great job for me. He taught me so much about the business, and I think that he really, you know, helped me get out there. You know, this is my first time testing, so I never got to experience what it was like without having the agent. But this being my first time and having him, he guided me throughout this whole process, and I never felt like I needed anything, like I didn't know anything. You know what I'm saying? I felt like he was always there to help me and guide me throughout this whole process, and it made it 10 times easier.
Head Coach Patrick Chambers talked to me about this process with you going back a year ago, back in July. I know he was in constant contact with you during the course of the season about, hey, look, you've got to do this. From a player's perspective, what does it mean to you that your head coach feels that strongly about your future as an individual and not always just looking personally in his own program?
That means a lot to me. I spent most of my time in the gym with, you know, the coaches, and for the head coach to say that about me, it just boosts my confidence and just boosts my belief that I can get there as well. And I think we both have that shared confidence in each other and everything that we do.
He also put a lot on you last year to be the leader, which you did become. What did you learn about being a leader now that you've had the experience of doing it both on and off the floor, and how you can apply it as a senior for this upcoming season for this team?
Oh, I learned so much about being a leader coming up from last year where we really struggled at times. And I think that, you know, I learned leadership has no days off, and I need to bring it every day. I need to hold my guys accountable every day, and they need to hold me accountable every day. And that's what's going to make a great team. And that's what we did those last 10 games, and that's why we were able to, you know, to finish so strong.
Seth Lundy will enter the program, another Roman Catholic graduate along the way. Will he be a player that you're looking to take under your wing this year?
No question, because I played with Seth when he was a freshman at Roman, and it's the same thing. You know, we're just in college now, and, you know, there's so much that it's hard to play as a freshman, you know, in the Big Ten. It's not easy. So if I can help speed up that process, I definitely will in any way possible.
What would it mean to Lamar Stevens to finish this career the right way, not just as a player but as a program?
Yeah. It'll mean everything to me, because ever since I decided to come to Penn State, that was my goal, to do something that this program has never done before. And if I'm able to, you know, keep my word and give everything that I have to the team and to the program, then I'll be extremely happy with myself, because I know I gave everything I had. And hopefully that leads to me accomplishing those goals that I talked about when I was a senior in high school.
I know I asked you this question last night, but this is a different forum, so I'll re-ask it. When Mike Watkins came back, right, and he announced a month ago he'd come back, what does that mean, not just team-wise, but also what does that do for your game when he's out there?
Well, Mike's able to impact the game in every way possible. So having Mike out there, he really covers up a lot of mistakes for everybody. So I think he's the best shot blocker in the country. And I think that, like I said yesterday, I think he's a bona fide pro when healthy. So I think having him back is just a huge boost for the team.
Well, guess what? What you did last night was, quote, a huge boost for the team. So, Lamar, thanks so much. Take a couple days out of the gym. And then, on behalf of Patrick Chambers, I can tell you, then you can get back to work.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Lamar Stevens. There are certain ways that you become beloved to a fan base. One is, of course, through performance. But don't ever discount the loyalty part, that you have great performance combined with loyalty, and the fans will love and embrace you. Lamar Stevens has put himself in that position. That was a big decision he made on Wednesday night, and it is a decision that could have great benefit for Penn State moving forward. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Great to have you with us on the show today. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. It's a non-playoff night. The Bruins and Blues play tomorrow night. Series tied at 1. They play in St. Louis tomorrow night. Raptors with a 1-0 lead will play Sunday night at 8 against Golden State in Game 2. Whether Durant can play or not, we don't know. Let's see. Troy Merritt leads the Memorial. Let's see. This is the day where Tiger Woods plays the late afternoon round. Jordan Spieth's at 7 under par. He's 2 shots back. Ricky Fowler's at 7 under par. He's 2 shots back, and he's finished. Xander Schauffele's at 6. Jim Furyk's at 3-under. Not bad. Tiger Woods is at 3-under par. He's only picked up one shot today. Gary Woodland's at 3-under. So, great field. I know that Jack Nicklaus has not been enamored. It's his tournament. He has not been enamored with having his tournament between two majors. But I think he ends up getting a great field because the positioning is good. It's 2 weeks after the PGA, and it's 2 weeks before the U.S. Open. So I think the positioning is pretty good. They end up getting a great field. Although Koepka is not in this tournament, which is interesting. Koepka plays a ton of tournaments. I don't think he's in this tournament. And Koepka is one of those that plays an extensive schedule. The Phillies are back in action tonight. The Phillies, the Phillies, I've said this many times, to me, play a really entertaining game of baseball. Can't say that about a lot of baseball teams, but they do. And the Phillies will play the Dodgers tonight at 10:10. I want to say, Matt, that's a 9:35 airtime tonight.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah,
9:35, 9:40.
The Dodgers, has Cody Bellinger had a year?
Oh yeah.
Maeda goes tonight for the Dodgers, and Jake Arrieta's on the mound for the Dodgers. Bellinger right now has 20 home runs, 52 knocked in. He's hitting .377. 377. What a year he's had. I mean, there was some article about, you know, could Bellinger at 400? No, he's not going to hit 400. It'd be remarkable if he did, but the game is such a grind.
Biggest series so far for the Phillies this season, and who better to pitch tonight than Jake Arrieta, because after all the stuff he says off the field, he really hasn't backed it up this year unlike he did last year. So this is the chance for him to finally start backing up some of his talk that he's been and his criticism and things like that. He needs to win this game tonight. He needs to pitch well.
Well, here's two things about Arrieta that are important. Number one, he only has a 2-to-1 strikeout to walk ratio. He has 59 strikeouts this year and 26 walks. That needs to be better. You need to at least be at minimum 3-to-1, 4-to-1. He's also given up 9 home runs so far this year. Now, Maeda has also given up 8 home runs himself. But see, Maeda is like a 3-to-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio guy. And then you look at Arrieta, he's only 2-to-1. And the number's got to be better than that. It has to be. I mean, the Phillies as a team are only hitting .247. The Dodgers are hitting .264 as a team right now. And they've won. The Dodgers have 2/3 of their games. Now, the Phillies aren't bad, a .589 winning percentage. And the Pirates play Milwaukee again tonight. Milwaukee took the Pirates apart last night. And they'll go at it again tonight, Pittsburgh, part of a 4-game weekend series. Baseball attendance down 1.4%. That is not good.
Phillies are up, though.
Well, the Phillies are the big story.
10,000 more seats now, which is not surprising considering number three.
And there's another part to it, too. Let's add into that. The Padres' attendance is also up. And they signed Manny Machado. Again, it goes back to the old business axiom. Sometimes you have to spend money to make money. Now, my brother's coming up, obviously. But I remember when I was younger, my father owned sheet metal fabrication business. And he bought this $1 million machine. And the idea was that that $1 million machine was going to be able to get a return. And it did. But yeah, my father never feared risk. He never feared, not only did he never fear risk, I didn't fear going out on a limb to do something. I mean, there were times my parents did payroll through their own savings. But eventually, they knew they would hit it, and they did.
Brewers Outlet, the beverage superstock superstores, ready for all of your warm weather activities. Camping, picnics, grilling, visit Brewers Outlet first. For microbrews, imports, domestic specialties, they got them. Grab some pickles at the Pickle Bar, Steve Jones' favorite place. Snacks, Brewers Outlet has that covered. Soda, sports drinks, check. Weekly specials, too. And there's lots of convenient parking. So get all the refreshments everyone will love for your next outdoor gathering at Brewers Outlet, the beverage superstock superstore, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, what a selection. Great specials too, like Coors Light and Original 30 packs for $16.95. Smirnoff, 24-pack bottles, $25.99. Cape Line variety, 12-pack cans, $14.95. Back to sampling of Cape Line today. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar led by the esteemed Barrels and the Dills. No doubt, second to none. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Matt, we now bring in the King of New England.
What up?
That we do. What's going on?
Same old thing. Just hanging out at Studio 22. So, I got a little story to tell you. Are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm listening. I'm all ears.
Okay, way back when, like back in the, I'm going to say, early 80s, my ex-wife, we got invited to go to a Red Sox game, okay? And we sit right behind home plate at Fenway Park, really good seats. This guy was a big wig with Finest Corporation. And I'm watching this guy on the field, and I think, wow, that's really cool what the Red Sox are doing. You know, he was handicapped, you know. He was dressed up in a Red Sox uniform, and he was running around with the players, but he could barely run, and he could barely stretch. He was, like, really all bound up and everything. I said, man, that is so cool. Well, then the game starts, and he comes up to bat, and it's Bill Buckner. And I'm like, oh, my God, that guy is so hurt, you know, yet he still goes out and plays every day. He looked so much in pain when he was warming up that you thought that there was something wrong with him, you know. And as you know, he passed this past week, and I was so upset listening to the Boston station and how they're talking about him. I was upset when they brought him back after they won the World Series and gave him a standing ovation. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he threw out the first pitch in 2008.
This is the problem with Boston sports, is they're hypocrites. They chase that guy out of town. They chased him out of town. His family got death threats because of that ground ball in the World Series, which was not his fault. Yep. If anybody knows baseball at all, they realize there were so many mistakes made on that play that it wasn't his fault. there were a lot of people responsible, from the manager not putting Dave Stapleton in for defensive purposes to you watch the film of that ground ball coming at him. The pitcher, and I forgot his name, but he was their closer.
It was Bob Stanley.
Yeah, he didn't break to the bag. And because of Buckner's limitations running, it made him look up. He just quickly looked up because Stanley did not break the first base, which meant Buckner had to field the ball and run to first base. That threw his rhythm off, and the ball goes into right field. He takes the blame for everyone. And the Boston fans, it's like when they won the World Series, like, okay, we forgive you now. We finally won a World Series. And this week, and a lot of people call the stations up there saying the same things I'm saying now. You know, you're eulogizing them now, but boy, you and the press chased him out of town. And it's the same thing they did to that, what's his name? He's with San Francisco now. The koala bear guy.
Pablo Sandoval.
Yeah, yeah.
Panda.
They called him every name in the book.
Pablo Sandoval.
They were brutal to him, the fans up there. Absolutely brutal. The press, the fans. And I just had to get that off my chest. I mean, Bill Buckner was a great baseball player. I got labeled one play. And he was a hockey player playing baseball. That's the way I look at it. He played hurt. And the guys who play today would never play with the pain that guy played in. Never. He used to get a hotel room and want to have the room that was closest to the ice machine because he'd have to ice his whole body down after each game. Yeah, he started every day. He played every day. He played for 22 years, and I bet the last 5 years he played in pain every game. And that's my ode to Bill Buckner, and I'll never forget what I watched that day. That guy is cool. He is one tough man, and the world lost a good guy. So that's all. Anyway, what you up to?
Well, I let me say this about Bill Buckner. They don't get to Game 6 of the World Series in 1986 without him.
No.
He drove in 102 runs that year.
He had a great year. Great hitter. He was just an old-school baseball player who just got screwed. I mean, he got screwed. And that play was not his fault. And they didn't lose the World Series that day. You know, they could have won it that day, but they didn't lose it that day. That's two sides to every story, and I hope his story, unfortunately, he had to live through a lot of crap from people.
See, and you know, I don't like how sports are covered.
Yeah.
You know that I don't like it. And it was interesting, the group I was playing with today, we were talking about this, and they're saying that they don't watch ESPN anymore except for games. And I don't watch ESPN anymore except for games either. I'll watch games all the time. To me, the centerpiece is the game. The centerpiece is not, to me, whether is this Kawhi's team.
Yeah.
Is Kevin Durant going? Crazy. Is Kevin Durant going to the Knicks?
Yeah.
Bill Buckner's a villain. He let a ball go through his legs. You know, and you just, I have not enjoyed how sports have been covered for decades now.
No, and you got a good point, a great point. Yeah. It's because we're inside the shop here, we can only get the ESPN sports.
Right,
we're listening
I understand
the day after Toronto won the series against Milwaukee, and they automatically went from, is Kawhi Leonard now the best basketball player on earth? You know, the Greek freak isn't now because he lost. You know, it's like, oh my God, that's a subject? You got people like Stephen A. Smith running around just making up things, you know, that don't even exist. And having rants and raves like a child about a draft. You're spot on. ESPN, they're losing money. They're located right down the road here. They're in Bristol. And they're laying off people left and right because people are no longer subscribing to their product. They let their product go.
I realize that it's 24/7, and obviously I'm doing this 10 hours a week.
Yep.
But I also think that in a lot of ways, look, like for example, Lamar Stevens is coming back to Penn State. So today we had Lamar Stevens on the show.
Yep.
We have a charity thing, Coaches versus Cancer. Joe and John Crispin were on the show.
Oh, wow.
And I know for the most part, I take a positive viewpoint on things. I'm not a highly critical, but I don't like the direction of sports commentary, shock jock commentary, trying to say things or tweet things just to get more notice of yourself.
Yep.
And that, to me, that's not how it works.
That's what Stephen A. Smith does.
And he
got very, very exposed in the last 2 weeks with his Magic Johnson interview and all that stuff.
Let's take Magic Johnson and the Lakers. Why is there so many stories about Magic Johnson and the Lakers? They missed the playoffs 6 straight years. So what? To me, the story is how good Toronto is right now and how good Golden State is.
Yep.
The Lakers are not a story. They aren't playing.
Yep.
To me, they're a story when they ended up with the 4th overall pick in the draft. So now you can look at the draft and what are the options for the Lakers at that point. But why is the Laker thing a story every single day? You can't keep trying to drive a story down everybody's throat because people are sitting there going, "Talk about what I want to talk about." So
they
in
shut
this
you off. We shut
yeah.
him off.
Yeah.
I mean, he don't realize it. And guys like him, it's all about them, you know.
Oh yeah.
That's made a comment. The quarterback for Ohio State. What's his name?
Justin Fields or Tate Martell?
No, that's Ohio State, the one who just signed with the NFL.
Dwayne Haskins, yeah.
Haskins, yeah. He gets on the radio one day and he goes, the Giants shouldn't be taking the Haskins. I mean, that's not what they need. He's a running quarterback. And I'm like, wow, he passed a lot. I didn't know the stats. I'm not going to sit here and know the stats, but I watched him play at least 5 times, and maybe he ran twice. I'm like, wow, I must have missed that part. And, man, other stations got a hold of it, and they had the stats, and he threw for, almost 7,000 yards, and he ran for 280 yards. And you're like, why do you come up with comments? You don't even do your homework. You know, if you did your homework at all, you would never even come up with a comment like that. But he does, and people listen, and he starts screaming and yelling, and that's supposed to be a big deal. Me and my guy here, he shut us right down, and it's all because of what you're saying right now. They sensationalize things that don't need to be sensationalized.
Well, they latch on to certain things. Now, this is not the... What I'm about to say is not the problem of the people I'm about to say. But if LeBron does or says anything, boom, they immediately have to talk about it. Now, that's not LeBron's fault. I mean, he's just doing or whatever or saying whatever, but it becomes a story.
Yep.
Well, LeBron's not playing right now. All right, no offense. I don't really, I'll start caring about what LeBron says or does when he starts playing again. Tiger Woods. Okay. Again, not his fault in the least. But you look at how it's covered today, right? Tiger Woods starting to turn it around today at the Memorial.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, guess what? Yeah, exactly. We don't celebrate the people who win. Tiger Woods is 5 shots off the pace.
Yeah.
Okay. Troy Merritt is at 9 under par. He leads. All right. Well, You know, it's amazing when these tournaments are played. Tiger makes late charge, finishes third. Who won?
Yeah, no, I agree, 100%. Now, what do you think the players think? How do you think the players go? They know that Tiger is good for their game, that people will tune because Tiger is in the tournament. And so that's a good thing.
And they're all making a lot more money.
Is no one's really paying attention to you when you're winning,
right?
And they're all watching Tiger, including the throngs of people who are at the tournament. No one's cheering for you. They're watching Tiger win or lose. Do you think the players like that? It's half full, it's half empty.
I think the players like the Tiger effect because the Tiger effect has brought the tour more money. So they are appreciative of what he has done to make everything more lucrative for them. I think that part they do appreciate.
Yeah, I can see that, but there's got to be a little part that says, man, I worked really hard to get this far and nobody cares, you know?
Well, it's Koepka. That's Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
Koepka's sitting there like, hey, look, every time there's a major, I'm kicking backside and taking names.
Yeah.
And, you know, and everything's about the fact that he finished second. Okay.
I like
this. And that, by the way, is not Tiger Woods' problem. Tiger Woods can only go out and be Tiger
either.
Woods.
It's how
they're covered.
If the young guy is in first, I'm horrible with names. The one who won Hartford, won the British Open,
Jordan Spieth.
Yeah.
Jordan Spieth.
Now, if he's winning, people will watch. They like Jordan, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like you have to have a gimmick to you for people to care. I'm not necessarily like that. I kind of like watching something good. But I love the fact that Toronto won the first game. And I love the fact that St. Louis beat the Bruins. And they're going to make that a good series. That's a very good series. So, two good hockey teams there.
The mistake of making sports coverage TMZ.
Yeah.
It's by the way, that's out of respect to TMZ because they do break a lot of stories.
Yep.
But we all know that they lock in and they try to go for the salacious headline.
There's a lot going on with that bar stool and dead zone and all that crap. You know, people like the juicy stuff, you know.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So what they do is that they'll sit there and they'll give you the headline. Like, this is the equivalent of whenever you hear somebody say in an investigation, we went through 1.2 million emails, right? You're like, you went through 1.2 million emails? What are you talking about? Right? And what they do is right. Well, what they're doing is they put into the series of emails keywords.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Right? And that's how they do it.
No.
Right, and that's how they do. Well, that's how sports is covered now. Let's give you the keywords. The keywords will be, will be Cam Newton. The keyword will be Tiger Woods. It'll be LeBron James. It'll be, it'll be Kevin Durant. Maybe it's Jordan Spieth. Tom Brady. Those are the keywords because they want you to then jump in and then you're going to click on. Or you're going to watch because suddenly the name is there. And that's where they've gone with sports, is that if the name is more important. That's why what's so interesting about college sports is this. The front of the jersey still means something.
Yeah.
Because the personnel's changing all the time.
You're still rooting for the uniform. I love sports, but it's like everything in the world today. It's gone kind of wacko, sensationalized, and we love juicy stories, and we love to hate, We love to see people fall. You know, look what happened to him, or look what happened to her. Or, you know, it's a big deal to a lot of people, and it's, you know, I don't know. I just want to watch a good ball game. So.
Right, that's what I want. I want to watch a good ball game. I want to enjoy it, be entertained by it, and I don't care about all this side bumbo jumbo. It means nothing to me.
Yeah.
Right? If something, and here's the other part, between social media, talk shows, message boards, Instagrams, things like that, you have to have instant commentary right away on something. Right away, you have to say if you approve or disapprove of something. Whatever happened to taking your time and looking at something and then having the ability to deliver perspective? I don't care about your instant take of opinion. I want some depth, some substance. I want perspective on it. I don't want instant gratification of what your snap opinion happens to be because you've got to deliver your snap opinion right away.
Even for me?
Well, you're different.
All right. I hear the music.
Yeah.
Music is my exit. Oh.
Mine,
you
too.
Have a great week.
Do the best we can.
Yeah, you will. All right. Bye, guys.
All right. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. And from the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Our thanks to Sean, Matt, Chris for everything they did this week. We look forward to talking to you on Monday here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.